All good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Glad to have you aboard every Saturday. Tonight, it's the Gunsmith Show.
That's right. Glad to be here, Dano.
John Smith. He's the gunsmith. And we're going to talk about defending our rights here on April 19th. By the way, go bid on the fishing boat.
Oh, yeah. Today's the open bidding starting.
Oh, it's already bidding's going.
Yeah, that's
get in
awesome.
There, bid on it. Ends today at 5.
I think you had an excitement. He's more fired up than he normally is. I think he's had more coffee today.
Well, I'm a little excited.
Yeah.
I'm an excitable boy. Do you know that song?
No, and I don't know if I should.
Warren Zevon. It's a really good one.
Oh, Warren Zevon. Well, if it's excitable Warren Zevon, boy. I'm sure I've heard it because I've listened
delicious.
To way too much of it. I used to live with a roommate that played it all the time on
good,
CDs.
Good stuff. But,
Hey,
this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems. We're going to talk defending our rights. We're also going to talk a little bit about protecting your car
with Diamond Gems. That's right, protecting your car's rights. Doggone it, your car's got rights.
You don't have to put up with these potholes.
And remember, you do have the right to avoid potholes. You can try to find routes that don't have as many, but, you know, it could be a lot worse, you know, because they have fixed some of the doggone roads in Michigan. I didn't say the other word. I said doggone.
And if you didn't avoid them and you broke your car, Diamond Gems can fix it.
Yeah, that's right. Or tell you to go get a new one. So you got choices. Diamond Gems there for you. They're right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road, in beautiful, beautiful. What's the name of this town again?
Burton.
Burtucky. Burton. Yeah, that's right. Burton. Burton, Michigan. Now, Burton's a great place. A lot of fun. Always something exciting going on in Burton. So give them a call, though. Get an appointment, 810-743-4210. And remember, if you think about this later in a week or something, and yet if you don't do it right now, you can always go to my website, thegss.com, and link right to Diamond Gems, and you'll get all their contact information right there. But I tell you, I got a new set of tires from this week again for my trailer.
Yeah.
And new rims. He even gave me lug nuts to make sure I like the lug nuts to see which color.
You told me about this last week. That's cool.
It's outstanding.
Man. Yeah.
He's just good people all the way. So
they are.
Good guy. Dude. And I haven't got the tires on the trailer yet. They're sitting there.
Gotcha.
So I feel like I'm a slacker. Maybe this weekend, because it's Easter weekend, I'll have a little bit of time.
Maybe.
I don't know. Between ham and turkey, and we're having a feast tomorrow, man.
Oh, wow.
Big feast. It'll be fun. I won't eat much, but I'll enjoy it. So, but anyways, and I hope you have a good Easter weekend.
Yeah, it's
yourself,
Easter weekend, and obviously hope it's a blessed one.
Yeah, good time to reflect, and all of the sponsors, every one of them, I talked to them this week, and each one of them said, please wish everybody a happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the season is for you, we respect you and appreciate your listenership here on the Gunsmith Show. We try to bring you the show every week, talk about pertinent topics, things that are top of mind in the news on a daily basis, which is there's so much right now. It's sometimes it's a little overwhelming. And then new gun news on a regular basis as well. And sometimes the two intertwine a little bit, but this week has been a kind of a tough one again. So I'm going to get right into it here on the Gunsmith Show. Now, Thursday, there was a mass shooting in Florida, and I don't like to talk about these, but they do happen. And it always reminds me of I have flashbacks of all the other ones that have happened that I remember, you know, that I recall, because there's been so many, we don't recall them all. But I go back to the gun didn't kill people. The people killed people. So now this 20-year-old kid, he's a stepson of the mother who was a deputy sheriff, or is a deputy sheriff, in the county where it happened in Florida. And, he made his mind up that he wanted to do bad things. And he actually stole his mother's gun. Wounded 6, but he killed 2 people. So, especially on this Easter weekend, I know losing anybody is tough, and you don't want to be morbid about it or anything, but I hope they rest in peace, and I hope that the wounded people are all survive and heal. Yeah, exactly. But it happens almost every doggone time that we have one of these. You know, all of a sudden, here out comes the soapbox, and here comes the anti-gunners preaching at us that if it wasn't for guns, well, this kid stole the gun, and created the crime and committed the crime. So I would say it's probably premeditated. He seemed to know what he was doing. And the people that he killed at the school were not children. They were adults. So interesting. We'll find more out about it this week, I'm sure. But
yeah, there's always a rush to just fill the news with stuff that, it's a tragedy. Yep. Leave it alone. You don't want to. You don't want to make him famous. You don't want to put his name out there.
You know, and even the president, they immediately go to the president and ask him for And so after being briefed, the president said, "It's a horrible thing. It's horrible that," and this is his quote, "it's horrible that things like this take place. These things are terrible, but the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do." That's exactly what the president says. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was brought up, that the gun is not going to sit there and kill people. It's going to take a person to make it happen. The car doesn't drive drunk.
There's always been a lot of guns. This is something that's a newer phenomenon, but you've always had people that are crazy or disturbed or have problems.
Yep. Mental issues and don't handle reality well.
Seems to be more.
Yeah.
And those are things that need to be addressed for sure. With guns, and this is something that I know you talk about all the time as well. It's important. They're not going away. It's a right guaranteed in the Constitution.
Right.
And you want to teach people how to use them responsibly. You want to teach people it's not okay to kill. I mean, look at what the glorification of this young guy.
Oh, the
who
stabbing?
Shot down the, no, who oh. killed the CEO
oh,
of the healthcare
yeah,
company.
The healthcare company.
I mean,
yeah.
he's like a folk hero to say. I mean, some, and you,
yeah, he is.
And
like,
and
he's
that's,
a savior. And that's
that
sick.
Is more damaging.
Yeah.
That creates more likelihood of
copycats.
This sort of copycats than the correct responsible use of firearms.
You're right. And instead of turning away from your guns at this time, you need to bring them closer to you. Know that it is an evil world out there and we need to be careful. And that's why we practice what we preach here. We preach it a lot. Practice a lot, get to the range, shoot, understand scenario train, watch the videos from USCCA and all that help you. And I say join the organizations because these help you focus to protect your rights because it is something that you can lose quickly.
And focus on safety and you know safe storage, locking them up.
Yeah, that's what
trying
I'm
to prevent
into.
These to from falling into the hands of people
right.
who shouldn't have them.
So if we focus on these things and we're trained on it on a regular basis, I know I am from the NRA, the MCRGO, that Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners of America, USCCA, Great Lakes Gun Rights Association. These are. They're mindful of these things all the time, and they email out every time there's an attack on our rights. This week we had a big bill go through Michigan, and I have not been able to find out exactly what happened with it, but there was an urgency to get a hold of your state reps. Well, I contact my state reps on a regular basis, but only the ones that know me through the gun show are the responsible ones that get back with me. My regular reps don't. And they, unfortunately, my representatives are not gun-loving people right now. There are other reps close to us, and some of you here in Lapeer have some really good ones, especially out of Davison. But anyways, there's people out there that are just not wanting you to have guns. And we got to do what we can to keep safe. And we're going to discuss that a little more today. But maybe take this weekend. Maybe it's not the weekend to go buy a new gun. You might want to go buy a new safe this weekend and make it a safer home so that you're obeying the safe storage laws here in Michigan that are very important. I double think every time I leave the house now, making sure everything is secured and locked up. So at this time of the show, I want to do a quick reminder. We do have a gun show update coming up. We got May 10th real quickly here at the Lapeer County Sportsman's Club out on North Lake George Road in Attica. We're going to have our gun show out there from 9 I think it's from 9 to 3. Yeah, it is 9 to 3 next Saturday. And I'm looking forward to it. So
you're heading out after the show on Saturday?
I'm going to head out right after the show. I'll be there, and hopefully it'll go great. So we'll hope to see you there and meet and greet a little bit, and I'll have a couple tables set up and have a good time, hopefully.
Everything nice.
God willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be there, you know? Because right now, I have no idea what's next on the agenda. You know what I mean? I just, you don't know. I mean, every day is a little tumultuous right now, but let's pray for the best for this country and know that it's Easter weekend. Maybe it'll bring some peace. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll take a break and come on back with more of The Gunsmiths. Jonathan Smith, he is The Gunsmith. Back after this.